is going to be a very musical show and a very musical hour of the Lori and Davina show. I mean, it's just musical. It's just built-in musical when you got Davina here.
That's right. I know, it's like we're going to... Well, Rocco, you can sing, so it's not a particular issue for you. But Fridays, you know, Julia and I were just like, oh, God, what song are we going to torture people with today that's the flat in the key? In the key of flat and low.
I'm going to go with fun. I think this is all about fun and sing-along-y.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to be... We don't need to be on total... point with our vocals.
We never are, Davina, but today we've got a real solid chance.
You can't pressure me now.
No, I won't, but Rocco can sing too.
Yeah. Are you going to do this song too, Rocco?
I will sing, and if...
I printed lyrics out for you.
Yeah, he's Rocco is...
I mean, I'm no Davina, but...
No, but you can sing.
First of all, there's people that are listening that's never heard my band before, and they're going to believe that after we sing this, that's what I'm sounding like. And I just want to shoot... out there that I'm just having fun with this.
But like when someone sees you for the first time and they see how dynamic you are and like your how you the clothes.
You're making me uncomfortable. You're being
no, you like shoot off sparkly magic. Ooh. You're so good. Your whole band. I mean, you guys are
amazing.
Fun to watch.
I love the Vagabonds.
You really
pain in my butt, but I love them.
Yeah, so. You guys are really good. Okay, so when Holly was talking about Cinderella and there's going to be whatever this movie about the stepsisters. Do you guys remember what the stepsisters to Cinderella, what their names are?
Oh, I forget. There's three of
like
them, right?
Two.
There's the mean stepmom and then the two stepsisters. And remember, they try and get their big toe in the little tiny slipper. It's Anastasia and Drizella.
Drizella
and Anastasia.
I like those names. And they're cute.
This was so mean, but I can't remember... what wedding it was at, but Eugenie and Beatrice, which is Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson's daughters, they went to a wedding and they looked so much, this so mean, but the one hat, she had a Philip Treacle hat or Treacy, I'm not sure how to say his name. They look so much like a still from the stepsisters. Do you remember that side by side?
I remember that photo. And I thought the exact same thing.
What wedding was
that? I can't remember. It wasn't, I mean, they were young. It had to have been, wasn't it Prince William's?
Yes.
It was Prince Williams. Because that was during the day of them courting. And then I remember all the hats. And
I just found it. It just is terrible because especially the one gal had on the Philip hat. It looked like an upside down toilet seat or something. It was just.
It was definitely
hysterical.
Extra.
We're so mean.
I wear hats and I wear pretty ridiculous hats at times. Uh-huh. So I feel as though we can say.
Yeah, we can say it.
That was extra.
That was
we'll
extra.
We'll call it extra.
We will.
We'll passive aggressively.
Oh, my word.
It was a bit much.
Okay, so I don't know who was the little bunny that was looking around SNL's their archives, but in 2019, Harry Styles was the host and the musical guest. And so Holly tried to post it, but they've already, NBC has already taken it down. I think that's who does SNL. It was a photo shoot. So you know how they do the little stills that are on when they're promoting the show and stuff? And they do great photographs.
Oh, they're amazing.
I mean, if I were somebody who was on that show, that must be one of the highlights is doing the photo and getting to keep that, whether it's the musical guest or the host. They always do some incredible
really cool
pictures.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
So this photo shoot, which didn't see the light of day, you can go to Google Images and see it. And it's Harry leaning back. And he's wearing a red Ariel wig, and he's got a green tail on, a mermaid tail. He's got a glass of champagne and a cigarette. And the bra is, of course, is a shell.
Mm-hmm.
A clam bra, as it were. Like, don't we all own it?
Oh, here it is.
There it is. Yeah, you can find it. And
oh my gosh,
he's got a serious modeling face, but the photo probably wasn't good because he didn't have his feet in the mermaid tail. He had his feet in green socks.
It looks like he's sprouting. It looks like he's more like a flower sprouting in the spring than he does a mermaid.
Yeah. So, and then in another photo, he was posing in a harp, wearing a puffy shirt, looking like Prince Eric. So that didn't use any of that. But I love that Harry was
so fun,
so willing to do that.
You don't have to take yourself so serious, folks, you know.
And apparently, he and Olivia were spotted out canoodling at some place in London because they've opened up a bit in London.
That's nice. Well, hey,
yes, like the Chiltern Tavern, I think it's called.
We'll have to go there. We'll
have to go
London.
There.
We'll look it up.
Also, this is a thing, Davina. Both Shania Twain and Gwen Stefani decided to wear outfits that are iconic to them, and they're saying that they're wearing the exact same dress. Like Gwen Stefani is wearing her polka dotted dress from Don't Speak. From the Don't Speak.
Yeah.
And she says the same dress. Shania, the same thing. Doing the outfit. She says it's the original outfit from Man, I Feel Like a Woman. No, that's a 1999 picture. She's saying in. We've got both of these posted. I don't know how I feel about, like, now we got to have pressure to fit into our clothes that we wore in 1999 or 1995.
We were talking about archiving. I guess
Well, they do, but I mean, now it's just like
There's no way I would fit in something from the 90s. I'm just going to put that out there. And there's also no way some of them I even want to fit in. I mean,
I know. So, yeah, Gwen was on TikTok. Here I am. I'm just in my same, you know, my polka dot dress. I have it. And I'm just like, oh, geez. And
I think she's actually done that a couple of times on Instagram.
She has. Yeah. And now Shania has done it. This is the new thing that the music people are going to do. But, you know, you never see any guys do this.
Yeah, dudes, get on that.
Get on it. Okay, Leslie Jordan, you know, he's got a gospel album that came out.
Really?
He got people singing old time gospel songs, and listen to who he got to sing with him.
Sure.
Dolly Parton, Brandy Carlile.
Wow.
He said about meeting, the album is called Company's Coming.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that cute? And he said when he met her, she was all dolled up for Christmas special, and she's like a doll baby. Everybody says, well, what was she like? And I said, well, you know exactly what she's like. Yep. She's so tiny with that tiny waist. She's got those great big party boobs, and she's like 75 and a tiny waist, that voluptuous bottom. I mean, I was just in gay heaven.
That's awesome. Oh, I want to meet Dolly Parton.
So do I.
Oh, I just want to. And you know she's probably exactly the same. Dolly Parton, you
the
know?
Same. I know people
I
ask.
Get, like, wig talk with her. That's what I maybe it would be too much on my first meeting.
On the first date. Yeah.
Can
first
we get talk together? About wigs? Yeah.
I know. She does have some amazing wigs.
And she's been doing it for a long time.
And I've had to explain to people. People have asked me, what, have you gotten a vaccine yet? Because this is like the new greeting, you know, with people that you know anyway. Yeah.
And that's you greeted me today.
Yeah. Have you gotten your vaccine?
Yeah. I'm like, number one.
Yeah, number one. Me too. It's like this new greeting. Yeah. And people are like, which one? And I've been saying the Dolly.
Which was she, Moderna?
Moderna. She gave them the money, the $1 million to Vanderbilt University. So that's just, I got the Dolly.
I
got the Dolly. You're waiting for Dolly number two. Rocco got the Johnson & Johnson.
Uh-oh.
He's one and done.
That's good.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. My wife just got the second shot this week.
How'd she feel?
She was kind of knocked out. But
I heard the second shot really does a doozy. Yeah. But I mean, whatever.
Yeah. I don't even care.
Yeah, it gives me
if I
got to
be knocked out, if I would have taken this thing, or, you know, however you would have had to get, I would have had another colonoscopy if that's what I had to do.
Yeah.
I would have done anything to get this.
I'm just
going to
lie on the couch and watch like murder shows.
I will be on standby because Julie and I might be sick next Thursday. We probably better tell somebody.
Are you doing it at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you have a vaccine buddy.
I know.
Oh, you, that's goals for me. That's yeah. squad goals for me.
All right, listen, we got to go, Davina, because you're taking over the random thoughts.
Okay, okay.
And Julia's random thoughts are your random thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right. That's you,
that's
Davina.
Me.
That's you. It's so random.
So, Rocco, did you get that thing that I sent Lori? Okay. So, I was cruising around going, my random thoughts are so heavy right now just okay. because this week is insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I was kind of digging and just going through my morning, looking at stuff, and I ran across this YouTube video, and I just could not believe it. And it is Joy Ann, I think is her name. Here, let me look up the notes.
I think I left her name in the way she introduces herself. So,
oh, okay, thank you. Yeah. Can you run it? We'll just
you ready.
Kinda,
should we
yeah.
just play it? Yeah.
I don't even know
it.
How to even.
No, I think she explains it. So here, okay. let's give okay. it a shot.
Hi, I'm Joy Chapman. I'm 52 years old from Surrey, BC, Canada. I'm a singer, songwriter, tribute artist, and I'm about to attempt the Guinness World Record for the lowest female note.
La, 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 la.
What?
Right, and this note right here, we're looking for the intensity and the waveform. But then
so then they go on. But that's
did she achieve
that was it?
It?
Yeah. Oh, so I ran. I like took my phone terrible. Into my music room, which is also my dining room. But I'm in my dining room too. All my yeah. music stuff, and I'm hitting that note, and she nailed it. I don't even know how. So random thoughts is first of all. This is part of the Guinness Book of World Records.
They have
where
a record
look this
for
stuff
anything.
Up? Have we, are we, like, is it possible that we've broken some sort of world record and not been aware of
Guinness
it?
Guinness will contact, they will be in contact. We actually know something about this because our
really?
Friend Mike Marcotte is okay. an adjudicator for Guinness.
Really?
And way long ago, Guinness used to come once a year when the new book would come out.
Sure.
And they would always stop at the Mall of America, Barnes & Noble, and we would have... like someone on, and then our buddy Mike became an adjudicator, and it's a very serious business.
It seems as though.
To
like,
really get your, someone has to witness it, and I don't know if they sell that Guinness book anymore.
I have a couple of them. I remember growing up and having a couple
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, it used
you
to
know?
Be a big deal, and then it was just kind of like a funny...
Hello.
Yeah.
That Robert, can laugh. You hit it?
Oh,
well, that was good.
I want to hear this again. This is
okay.
Great.
Okay, do it again.
La 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 la.
What is that? Like, is that even her?
And you said you played it on like your piano to see if she matched it.
And it was, yeah. So there, and
you
it has
keep that,
with
Rocco.
It too.
I will, that's good. We'll
which I don't know game. Anything about Hertz, but it does like describe, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, I think it's on the title. And I thought you might like that, Rocco, because that's kind of your,
yeah.
you're a gearhead.
It's kind of funny. I asked my buddy, I was like, do you know any like, you know, female fronted like death metal bands?
She
like,
would be perfect
and
for
so my
it.
Buddy sent me this. It's a band called Arch Enemy. See what you think of this.
Okay.
Song. It's like a Swedish death metal.
She's
band.
Got it.
You know, on that movie Sound of Metal, it's Riz Ahmed is the drummer and his girlfriend is the singer. I don't know if it's, I don't think it's as deep like that, but oh boy.
Well, I think to myself, you know, normally in this business, I have to do a 75 to 90 minute set. That's, you know,
yeah.
usually what happens. So I'm thinking to myself, especially with the one that you just played, like, how can they even do that physically? You know, when your vocal cords are doing something that low, it's like they're, it's, I'm going to say thick, vocal cords, and that's the grossest way. I don't know why that just gave me like the gross chills.
But we love thick cut bacon.
Absolutely.
Why not thick cut vocal cords?
This is like thick cut vocal cords vibrating together. Like, how can she possibly physically do that? And can we do that?
No.
Not right now, but working toward it. I don't know. It's just a lot. It's good.
I don't want you to do anything to wreck your voice, although she said she's a singer.
She does. She says, because I can sing so low. No. I was the resident male, but I could also sing very high as well, she said. So, yeah, that's my random.
That's very good.
Thank you.
That made me laugh.
And Rocco, thank you for the other
Arch Enemy. I know
Arch Enemy.
Maybe you'll be opening up for them when you're in Sweden.
No.
Oh, hey.
No.
Hey.
That's
hey.
Like my least favorite kind of music.
Yeah.
There would be no way that we would be joined together.
Never.
Other than maybe being angsty
at a festival.
Women, and that's
yeah.
it. Yeah.
No.
That's just, I'm a different type of angst.
That music just makes me anxious.
To
hear it.
I definitely am not well versed in that.
But I have had I have nephews that just
are
they love it because they get out
they're
a lot of aggression.
Yeah. I have a piano. I have a piano I beat
you
on.
You can bang away.
That's the only way I can do it. So thank you for indulging me with that crazy low C.
Who's your piano? Like, who do you think just is like amazing on the piano?
I mean, absolutely. Like you said, Dr. John. I love like Professor Longhair. Elton John's really good. I mean, they all were so for
is
different
Elton
things.
Is good on the piano.
He
isn't
is.
He?
I mean, he's a pop. He's good he's not like Dr. John or Professor Longhair or anything like that. I mean, he's just a really phenomenal pop piano player, I think.
Keeps
it together, you know.
Rocco and I were surprised that we were watching that Nat Geo on Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
How amazing she was on the piano.
She's
and
so
that one
amazing.
Producer, the famous guy, the one who kind of brought her into rock stuff and got her out of the gospel and jazz, he realized she's so much more powerful. She's playing the piano and singing.
I mean, she's learned. Yeah, because it goes hand. Why am I saying hand in hand?
Yeah.
But I mean, it enables me to be able to be in more control over the melody line and things like that. But she was an amazing piano. And she had the gospel chops.
She would totally take the song, would have a whole different feel if she was
part of
playing the piano.
It's her body is the whole instrument.
Yeah.
It's really, really wonderful. Oh, I love Aretha Franklin so much.
Oh my gosh. I know that. I still recommend that miniseries. And then we're going to get a movie with Jennifer Hudson like in August.
I'm excited to see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Jennifer Hudson will do an amazing job.
Yeah.
I really, really do. And she's probably experienced a lot of the stuff that Aretha Franklin has experienced as well.
Rocco, I got to ask you, did you watch The Serpent?
I did. We'll have to talk about that later. I'm not sure I'm sold on it, but it comes so highly recommended that I probably have to keep going.
No. The first two episodes are kind of like it's finding its footing. It's at the third episode that the hook
hang
will
in there,
happen.
Rocco.
So you watch The Serpent too?
No, I'm just trying to be moral support.
I know. It's one of those things where if I wouldn't have had like two or three people recommend it, I'd be like, yeah, I can skip this. But because people with good taste told me to keep going.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
No, sometimes the show does take a couple to.
I'll have to look it up.
Check it out.
I will. I'll
mention it. BBC.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, did you have an opinion on The Serpent?
I very much enjoyed it.
It's so good.
Groovy 80 aviators, bell bottoms, and you know,
true crime
gets a little scary.
Yeah.
But go for it.
Well, there he is. That's Leslie Jordan singing with Dolly Parton, "Where the Soul Never Dies" on his new album, Company's Coming.
That's so cool. I can't wait to get it.
Yeah.
That's really hip. Aww.
So that's really cute. We played that last week, and I don't know. I didn't pick one of his new songs. I could have picked maybe Brandy, but here's the new music we're going to share with people today. I can't say how I feel strongly about any of them except for our flashback song, which is the Turn the Radio On by The Suburbs from 2014. But we will start with this new rendition of a song that is really a pretty song. It's Rena Sawema, and it's a new rendition of her ballad, Chosen Family, and she's doing it with Elton John on piano. It's a pretty ballad.
It's a really pretty ballad. It really has a great message,
doesn't
too.
It? Yeah.
Lori,
so I didn't know that song.
Lori, will you be my chosen
family? I know. Rocco, what do you think of that pretty ballad?
I think it's all right. So is that a song of hers that's already been out?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. I didn't never heard it.
And I didn't hear any piano. I'm just going to put that over.
Oh, you did? Yeah, it was very soft. Maybe it came in at the end.
As a piano player.
Right. You're like, where's that piano? Okay, so if you're a country fan, I've never known either of the guys' names from Florida Georgia Line, but Brian Kelly is one of the Florida Georgia Line dudes, and he's got a solo album. It's called BK's Wave album, which is just a terrible title for an album, but the song is called Beach Cowboy, and I'm not going to lie, I have known a beach cowboy or two.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's play it.
That was good, Rocco.
I was like, wow, that was a weird choice.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway, that sounds like that's going to be a hit.
Yeah, I mean, it does sound like it's going to be a hit. Yeah,
catchy.
I like how he's wearing a shark tooth necklace, and he's catching those waves.
Right. Beach cowboy with his
I don't know, with sand in his chaps. Do cowboys wear chaps, right?
Not on the beach, they don't.
Oh, they don't, okay.
They don't.
Beach cowboys do, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really been familiar with that. I've just known
a beach cowboy.
Now that I think about it.
I lived in Key West for a number of
years. Met beach cowboys.
I'm sure I have. Maybe they hid that from me for a little bit.
I think the shark tooth necklace is the big dead giveaway.
Totally.
Okay, now this next song is called You... It is by three people I've never heard of, Regard, Troy Sivan, and Tate McRae. Let's listen. Okay. I can't seem to say goodbye. Like a lot of other people. Like,
it sounds
I don't know
an elliptical. Do people still do this? It's like an elliptical,
Yeah.
I can work out with it.
Yeah, it just sounds like a lot of music
right now. Very much so,
You know, it just kind of, it's good. But I would go, who's that by? What's the name? You. Yeah.
You.
That is lack of trying right there.
It's a pronoun. It's just like, that's what's up. Yeah.
Okay. So this is from the American Idol dude that really can't think of one song he's ever had. David Cook is
the
guy.
What year is he from?
One of the later years, but at least 5 or 6 or maybe longer years ago. But this is the first single off of his new introspective EP called The Looking Glass. This song is called Oh my God. No, I don't like that song at all.
Okay.
If that's his first single off the album, I'm worried for David.
I didn't feel like anybody was a champion. I don't feel I was.
No.
It didn't really give me.
Like that's
David
one
Cook.
Of those songs they write, like that they want it to be in a truck commercial. And
Yeah.
You should do that, Davina. Can you write a song for like a Doritos commercial or
Ford?
Oh my gosh, I'm so hungry.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I would love to get some mailbox money, but for some reason,
it's not happened yet.
I just can't get. A song about Doritos. I just can't, for some reason, be creative about it. Yeah.
Okay, now this is...
I'm excited to kind of hear
Eve. This is from Eve. She hasn't had a new music, I don't think, in a while. And this features Gwen Stefani on the chorus. It's called Let Me Blow Your Mind.
Okay, hold on. I think this is the clean version.
Yeah.
This is just like the, like the 20th anniversary of this song.
Is that all it is? Okay, that's why it sounded so familiar.
We can give it a shot, yeah.
All right. Don't we know this song?
Yeah.
But I'm all by myself in the double wide when I was listening.
Yeah.
I'm like, going, geez, I feel like we know that song. But
yeah,
I was like,
I do. I definitely remember that song. Yeah.
Okay. And then here's our flashback
song.
Turn the Radio On by the Suburbs.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Rocco. They're playing at the Relief Sessions in Burnsville, which makes Sterling. I know you're going to do
it. We're going to be doing it too. It's on a different day, though.
You're in August.
Yes.
And the Flamin' O's and the Suburbs are doing Father's Day weekend.
Are you going to go?
I hope to be up in Duluth for Grandma's Marathon for Father's Day weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Standing weekend go to every year.
I think I remember that. Yeah.
We're just waiting to hear fans in the stands and music will be happening down at the end finish line.
Yeah.
So otherwise, but yeah.
Maybe I'll videotape it if I go.
I know. I know. That's just, they're great. I think we've got Chan coming on our show in a couple of weeks.
Tell them I said hi.
They've got a new album coming out. How many songs have you written? in this year of COVID?
You know, not very many.
Not that many.
No, okay. I'm writing for the new album now, and I'm about halfway done. But like, just words are, it's difficult.
Yeah.
To kind of write, because I think we're just right in the thick of things in Minneapolis, so it's been difficult for me, at least. Maybe other people find it. I'm doing things more with my body, like donations and things like that. I haven't been really sitting at a piano.
All right, well, I'm curious to get your take, Rocco. Maybe you can find Greasy Sleazy or Easy Sleazy. What was the Mick Jagger thing? The new Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl song.
Oh, is it out already? I knew that there was...
The solo, so Mick is... Apparently, he wrote the lyrics. Okay. I feel like Keith has given him crap about some of the lyrics, but this is his... COVID song, and it's very much directed towards people who are think COVID isn't real and anti-vaxxers and staying at home. So here's Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl. Anyway,
those two sound good together.
I think so too.
I think so too. So Dave Grohl's playing all the instruments.
I knew he's a drummer and a guitar player.
He did all the instruments, and Jagger wrote the lyrics.
And I'm glad it's for a good cause, because man, it's really whack out there.
I don't know that it's for a cause for anything, but it sounds like such a stone song too.
Yeah, it does. It does. But I'm saying for him at least expressing what needs to be done. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Cause or not, at least it's a breath of reality.
Yes.
It does sound like a stone song.
It really does. It's just like, you know, Keith might have given him grief about the, is it Easy Sleazy, Greasy Sleazy? I can never.
Yeah, that's right. Let me look it up quick.
It's the weirdest.
Kind of words together.
Maybe it's.
Easy Sleazy.
Easy Sleazy. Maybe it's kind of a British thing, because he does make a reference to Poncy books.
Oh.
And I had to look up Poncy, and it's a British word for like. You know, kind of like highfalutin.
Yeah, like nose in the air.
Nose in the air kind of a thing. And that's what I thought it meant. Sure. It just sounds like it. Poncy seems like it is.
And did you see there's going to be an NFT, a non-fungible token?
We're not having a fungible conversation today.
Okay.
This new thing that we can't understand. We've decided Julia understands it the best, and she's gone today.
I think she's pretending to.
I don't even know what's happening.
I've looked it up like four times now, and I still don't get it.
So. Right.
Well, I'll be on my first lookup, because I have no idea what the heck you guys are talking about.
All right, we come back. We're going to Hollywood speak. The AP Style Guide has this reminder for us about using the word mistress.
Mistress.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
Oh, I had to go far and deep for this story. So, the list of 30 people that are going to Prince Philip's funeral has been debated heavily in the British media, so much so that I bet they were taking bets on who would make the cut in the end. But one of the, in the end, all of Philip's children and grandchildren will be there. None of the great-grandchildren will attend. And none of the Middletons are coming. Two of Philip's German relations will attend, but we're not supposed to talk about them because the sisters were married to Nazis.
It was gross. Yeah.
And, gross stuff. But the most interesting revelation on the list is Penny Knatchbull, which was Philip's companion.
Wait, can you say that?
Yeah, Penny Knatchbull.
Penny Knatchbull. Okay.
Somebody British. But she's described as Philip's companion and dear friend who is mourning privately this week. And I thought, this is so strange. Who is this Penny Knatchbull, and why are the British press calling her companion and dear friend? And then I don't know if the AP Style Guide was doing this just to be shady.
Sure.
But out of nowhere, 2 days ago, when this story came out about Penny Knatchbull grieving privately, but will attend his funeral, they just put out this AP Style Book.
Okay.
Don't use the term mistress for a woman who is in a long-term sexual relationship with and is financially supported by a man who's married to someone else. Instead, use an alternative like companion or friend on first reference.
they just blew Penny's cover.
I mean, and apparently she was described as Prince Philip's carriage racing companion, which is what they're calling it.
Wow, I need to Google this.
Let's go do some carriage racing with Penny and Crotch Bowl or whatever.
Crotch Bowl.
Penny Crotch Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they really...
And she is the Countess Mountbatten of Burma, and she has had a very special relationship for with... She's been his companion and friend for many years. And I'm like, does the AP style book, that was deliberate.
It absolutely had. There's no other way. There, and how polite could you possibly be?
Companion. Mourning privately.
Yeah.
But Penny. Attending the funeral.
Oh, well, I'm excited to kind of see this, Penny.
And now you know. Don't use the word mistress.
I know. Just use the word companion.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Companion. Okay, so Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez are officially over, and they wanted to get in on the cycle of entertainment news shows and late night shows because they announced it officially Thursday morning.
Okay.
So J-Lo wanted people to know that she dumped him, because if you look at J-Lo's Instagram since she and A-Rod got back together for Fake a month ago, it's all of her just looking lush and beautiful.
Absolutely.
You have to go back like 5 weeks to find a picture with him.
Of A-Rod, yeah.
So a source close to Alex Rodriguez said, you know, no, there was no third party involved. Well, when someone says no, there was no third party.
There was
absolutely.
There was a companion.
but also that they tried to make it work, and that Alex is hoping they're going to get back together.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. No. A-Rod.
Mm-mm.
No. Nope.
Even though you did your sad song, Fix It, Coldplay. Oh, I hate that song. Oh, my Lord. I'm sure it's a good, well-written song.
So you think that they just obviously had separated when all that stuff was going down, kept it private, and then just dropped the scoop on Thursday.
She did not like the idea that they were breaking up, even though she was breaking up with him because she'd busted him.
Yes, big time.
Big time. But she didn't want people to think he cheated on her with this woman.
That would make her look
bad.
That'd
make
the situation even worse, maybe.
Even though
most
of us thought he was getting the glow up from you, J-Lo, that you got nothing. I mean, I didn't get it.
I think she just definitely broke up with him because he did not shake my hand at the Fort Myers thing. So.
She got tired of trying to keep his zipper zipped. And even if it was technically staying zipped up.
This is his jam.
This is. It is.
You can't change people, folks.
No, you cannot. Oh, boy. Okay, Kanye West. Someone is speaking to Page Six about him. And he said that he would like to be with an artist and a creative person so they can speak the same language to each other.
Yeah, I actually read that in Complex magazine when I was kind of going through stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume, first of all, I can't believe he's even discussing his next love interest. Like, that to me is a little weird, you know, or what could be hypothetically.
Maybe
like your ink isn't even
maybe
on.
Because the Yeezy thing was coming out, the collection. And
he always has something coming out, but I mean,
he didn't specifically say this on Twitter or anything.
No, of course he wouldn't, because he just says really weird stuff on Twitter.
Right.
It wouldn't have even made sense.
Right.
But I mean, I know I'm married to an artist and I'm an artist, mm-hmm. and it can be, you know, I love him and we're together. Yesterday was our 4th year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
But maybe he's better off coming right out and saying, you know, that. I mean, it's interesting.
I think it's a slam on Kim.
Yeah, too. I do too.
I mean, she wants to be that the first person to develop, you know, specific looks. I mean, she wants to view herself as this artistic person and this person above with these great out of box thoughts, when really a lot of it was Kanye. And I think in a way he knows that would hurt her. I mean, by even just saying that.
Yeah.
You know, don't you?
Well, I think she's so moved on past him. Yeah, I think he was the most exhausting man to be married to.
Yeah.
And she's a very practical person.
She really is.
And I just think that, you know, she's like they it. Were in love, but now she's so done. And I bet you he is so done too. Yeah. I bet he did not like being part of the reality family.
I cannot imagine he did at all.
All right. Listen, we're not going to get to the story about a man named Happy who threw a bobcat after it attacked his wife in a wild video. Oh, we'll save that for another day.
All right.